We're now going to continue with Parak Vav Mishnah Dalad in Nazir. So we say Nazir Shai Shosek Yain Kolayom Inu Chayiv El Achas. So we said that that a Nazir is not allowed to do certain things. So he's not allowed to do three things. He's not allowed to eat grapes or anything that comes from grapes. He can't cut his hair, and he can't be Metami Lamesim. He can't become impure via a dead body. So if a Nazir is drinking wine all day, if a Nazir drinks wine, so he gets malchus, he gets lashes. So let's say he was drinking from morning to night, non-stop drinking wine. So Nazir shows the end kolayom, eino chayv al achas. He's going to get malchus, but he only gets one malchus, because if in order to get malchus, you need hasra. Hasra means warning. There have to be two witnesses who come and tell the Nazir that if you drink wine, so then you're going to be chayv malchus. We're going to whip you. We're going to give you lashes. So so if at the beginning of the day, two witnesses come to him and say, if you drink wine, we're going to give you malchus, and right then he just starts drinking wine and non-stop drinking all day, they only give him one warning, so he only gets one set of malchus, even though we said the shear for a nazir to drink wine is a kezias, or revius according to some. So even though he drinks way more than a kezias, he drinks way more than a revius, drinks many, many kezias, many, many reviuses, that doesn't matter. He gets one set of malchus, because he only had one set of hasra, he was only warned once. Amru lo al tishta, if they say to him more than once, they don't only give him one hasra, they don't only warn him once, they say to him every 5 minutes, if you continue drinking, you're going to be chay malchus. If you continue drinking, you're going to be chay malchus. You're going to be chay of lashes. So, and he continues to drink, he gets lashes for every single time that the witnesses warned him. Let's say he's cutting the hair, his hair all day. Likewise, he only gets one set of malchus because they only warned him once. They say to him, don't cut your hair, don't cut your hair, and he just keeps on cutting his hair all day. He's chayiv on each time that he cut his hair because he violated the Isser and he was warned. But if he was only warned once, he's only going to get one set of malchus, even though he violated the Isser many times. Hayim metami lemesim kolayom, eino chayiv al achas. If he's metami lemesim all day, he's only chayiv once. Amru lo al titame, vu metame. If they say to him, stopping metami lemesim, and he keeps on touching different dead bodies, so he's in mechayiv al kol achas v'achas. If they only warn him once, and he touches 15, he goes over to one dead body, touches it, another dead body, touches it, or gets close to it, either way. So so if he only warns him once, if the witnesses only warn him once, so then he's going to only be chayiv one set of malchus. But if they warn him multiple times, so he's going to be chayiv multiple sets of malchus. That was the case with wine and with cutting hair and with being metami lemesim with contaminating oneself to dead bodies. Let's continue with Mishnah Hay. So as we mentioned, there are three things which a Nazir is not allowed to do. He cannot become Tamei Lemesim, he cannot cut his hair, and he cannot eat anything that comes from grapes. So we're saying here, Shlosha Minin Asur Banazir. Three things are Asur for a Nazir, Hatoma, Toma, becoming contaminating to dead bodies, Hatiglachas, Vayotzi Min Hagafen. Chomer, so they each have different stringencies over each other, which the other two don't have. So I'll have to see what those are. Chomer batuma uvatiglachas mimeyotzi min hagefen. There's something which the tuma and tiglachas and cutting the hair are more chomer. They're more stringent than is grapes. Shatuma vatiglachas sosrin ayotzi min hagefen eino sosrin. because if a person drinks wine, even if he drinks wine often, and he often violates his naziros, it doesn't matter. He's violating an Isser D'oraisa, but his naziros doesn't stop, and it just continues, and if he accepts a 30-day naziros, and every single day he drinks wine, doesn't matter, his naziros is over after 30 days, and that's it. In contrast, if he's metami lemesim, so then every time if he's metami lemesim, he has to restart his naziros, and he has to go through an entire process to become pure again. And likewise, if he cuts his hair to a lesser extent, also it can often force him to delay his naziros. So the Tiglachas and Bimatam and the Mesim are more stringent than Yotzi Minai Geffen, because Yotzi Minai Geffen is never going to delay the ending of his naziros. Chomer by Yotzi Minai Geffen Mibatomo Vatiglachas Shayotzi Minai Geffen Lo Hutter Michlalo Vatoma Vatiglachas Hutter Michlalon Vatiglachas Mitzvah Uvimes Mitzvah. So there's something called hutru mechlala. That means that there's a certain instance, even though it's generally usur for a nazir to cut his hair or to contaminate to mesim, there are some cases where the Torah mandates it. In contrast, it is never permitted for a nazir to drink wine. So a nazir accepts his naziris, and if his naziris is 10 years, he will never, under any circumstances, be allowed to drink wine throughout his naziris. In contrast, b'tiglachas mitzvah uv'meis mitzvah, that the tuma and the tiglachas are hutch mechlalon by tiglachas mitzvah and by a meis mitzvah. Tiglachas mitzvah means if a person becomes a mitzora, so then that means he gets tzaras on his skin. So then he has to, at the end of the process of being a mitzora, he has to cut off almost all of the hair in his body. So if that happens to him, if he becomes a mitzora, he gets tzaras. If this nazir gets tzaras, normally he's not allowed to cut his hair. But if he has to do tiglachas mitzvah, tiglachas, cutting his hair for a mitzvah purpose, so then he's allowed to and obligated to. And therefore, that's a leniency in cutting the hair, because while grapes are never permitted to be eaten, there's a case of tiglachas mitzvah, of an obligation for a nazir to cut his hair. If he becomes a mitzora, he gets tzaras, where a nazir would be allowed to cut his hair. And we can also fathom a case where a nazir would be obligated and permitted and obligated to become metamei lemesim, to contaminate himself to mesim by uva meis mitzvah, by a meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah is a situation where a person finds a dead body on the road, and there's no one around to take care of the mace, take care of the dead body, so a person's obligated to bury that mace mitzvah, even if he's a kohen, or he's a nazir, or he's a kohen gadol, doesn't matter, he's obligated to bury this mace mitzvah. And therefore we have a situation where a nazir would be permitted and obligated to be metame lemes, to become tame to a dead body, in contrast to wine, where he is never permitted to drink wine. So that's a stringency that drinking wine has over cutting hair and being metame lemesim. V'chomer batuma mibatiglachas shatuma soseres es akol v'chayven aleha korban v'atiglachas eno soseres el shloshim yom v'ein chayven aleha korban. We're now contrasting tuma, being metami lemesim, and tiglachas, cutting the hair. So there's a stringency which tuma has, which tiglachas does not have, that by tuma, if a person is metami lemesim, he touches a dead body or comes in contact with a dead body in any way, so he has to restart his Nazirus completely. If he's a Nazir for 15 years, and 14 years in, he becomes Tamei Lemeis by accident, so he has to restart his Nazirus. That's one stringency that it has. And also, the Torah obligates him to bring a set of korbanos when this happens, and only after he brings those korbanos can he restart his Nazirus. In contrast, Vatiglachas Eina Sosaris Ela Shloshim Yom. While we said earlier in the Mishnah that by Tiglachas 2, it does delay his Nazir somewhat, it only delays the Naziros by 30 days. So it's not going to make him the maximum that Tiglachas, that if he cuts his hair in the middle of his Nazirus, the maximum that it can force him to extend his Nazirus by is 30 days. But it's not going to be any longer than that. In contrast to what we said by Tumah, Ve'ein Chayav Nala Korban, and also by Tiglachas, a person is not obligated to bring a Korban if they cut their hair, as we also said is in contrast to Tumah, where they are obligated to bring a korban if they become Tamei Lemeis, whether by accident or on purpose.